to some auto talk. And this week, Lawrence is going to be giving us a roundup of the last week's stories. Go for it, Lawrence.
Yeah, so it's been a very interesting week in motoring in South Africa. The couple of highlights from the week, on, I think it was Wednesday, I sat in, Wednesday last week, I sat in on a meeting with the execs from VW, and they sort of gave us a lowdown of what's been happening in 2020 and what's going to be happening for the rest of the year. There's some very, very interesting things came out of the meeting. We will be getting the new T-Roc in November.
Nice.
The first 1.5 TSI, the T-Cross is now on sale. You can get them from your dealerships. Later half of October, we will be getting a special edition Polo Vivo, which
what's,
is
what's special about the Vivo?
Well, this one will be, it will have extras and features, which, pertain to the South African ingenuity. I think it was last year's Festival of Motoring, we saw some of the things that VW South Africa can do when they want to put out special edition vehicles. Another very, very important piece of information, VW offers something called a data plug, which is a thing that plugs into the car and it can give you all sorts of readouts on your WeConnect Go app. Now this is only, it was only available on new cars. And what VW has now done is they've retrofitted the system so you can now purchase this for your older VW.
Oh wow.
So very, very important piece of information. They only cost $950 and you take it into the dealership, they open up the dashboard, plug it in, boom, and there you got it. I think there's only one vehicle that doesn't work, and I think that's the 2008 Polo Vivo. Otherwise, everything else from 2008 up until now, you can fit the data plug to it.
At the VW meeting, did they speak about the I know there was a lower spec T-Cross that was going to come out. That was going to be like sub 300,000.
Yes. Still to be confirmed, but it was the 70 kilowatt trend line. 1 liter, but there's no confirmation on that yet. And then on a little piece of information that they let slip, this will make George very, very happy. There are currently 6 e-Golfs in South Africa that are being tested by dealerships and publications.
Where,
but they let slip where that
are
in
these
2022.
Where are these located?
I know who has them, but I can't tell you. A little bit of information that will make you very happy, George, is that by 2022, we will have ID4.
Oh, nice. That's the SUV model, right?
Yeah. So we're not getting ID3, but we are going to get ID4. So these plans are underway. So hopefully by the middle of 2022, we should have electric VWs. Very good news.
Yoo-hoo!
Yeah. So then on to Kia. For the last 3 weeks, I've been following the story about the Kia Sonet. Now, I first heard about this in the beginning of the year when I was on the Seltos launch. And the Kia Sonet is basically Kia's answer to the Hyundai Venue. So it's a little bit smaller than, the T-Cross or one of those type of vehicles. And I saw first the sneak peeks, then I saw the artist renderings, and I was like, wow, this thing is going to be awesome looking. And then they officially released the production model images, and I was a little disappointed because the car looks nothing like the artist renderings. But it does still look very good. And from what I can see in the press releases that have come out, this vehicle is going to be packed to the hilt with technology and, really, really nice features and finishes and things like that. So it's coming out of India, same factory that makes the Seltos. And we should be seeing them hopefully before the end of the year. Very interesting news there.
Interesting.
And
stuff.
Then
tell us about the Geely, because apparently Geely is hoping to become the global automotive heavyweight with Volvo's help. How is this taking place?
Okay, so Geely is a Chinese company, started out of a warehouse back in the 50s. And this guy went on, and eventually they got so big that they bought Volvo. So they own Volvo. And they've very much, we know the situation, big holding company comes in, buys a business, and leaves them to run themselves. And that's Volvo running on their own. Geely, but Geely benefits from the technology sharing. So they have their own brand of vehicles. So we're getting they're making their own vehicles. They also have another subsidiary called Lincoln Co., which is a you order the car online and it's a sports car. They just did a massive run around the Nürburgring and fried everybody's brains. But yeah, the Geely, very, very interesting vehicle. The problem is it's the name. The thing looks like a Volvo, but yeah, I don't know. They got a lot of convincing to do.
Well, yeah, it's starting to look like a Volvo, and you know, looking at this image. So, you know, I don't know.
Very, very good looking vehicle.
Well, let's move closer to home. Ford Ranger Thunder launched in South Africa. Tell us about the Ford Ranger Thunder.
Okay, so also another one of those vehicles that I've been talking about for about 3 weeks on the show now. Essentially, you know, you get the Ford Ranger Wildtrak, which is the top spec, and then you get the Ford Ranger Raptor, which is the ultimate one right on top. And for some other reason, Ford thought it was a good idea that they needed something that sits between these two. That's their explanation. Unfortunately, the Thunder doesn't come anywhere near close to the Raptor. It looks like one, but it doesn't have all the fancy gadgets and everything.
You just like the Raptor, don't you?
Well, yeah. So the Ranger Thunder is basically a wild track in a fancy dress with makeup.
I've got to consume that. The Thunder is a wild track in a fancy dress with makeup.
Yes. So essentially what they did is they took the word wild track out of all the branding and replaced it with Thunder. So the embroidery on the seats, the stickers on the side of the vehicle, you know, all of that kind of stuff. It all now just – they just replaced wild track with Thunder.
So is this a wild track under that fancy dress?
Exactly, 100% a Wildtrak underneath. So basically all they've done is they've taken a Wildtrak and done what so many of our local consumers do and basically threw a bunch of accessories at it. So it has blacked out wheels. It has a lockable tonneau cover. It has the fashion roll bar, and it has a grille with that, that sort of mimics what the Mustang looks like. Take nothing away from it. It's a very, very good looking vehicle. I just don't know if I can justify the price difference between this and a Wildtrak.
It's got red stitching on black leather. It's got red stitching on black leather. It looks beautiful.
The Wildtrak has orange stitching on black leather. I don't know if these are going to be limited edition or not. Yeah. I can only assume that they're only going to make so many of them.
Yeah.
So if you want a Wildtrak but you don't want to have the name associated with it, go with a Thunder. Like I said, not a bad-looking vehicle, but it's the same technically underneath the skin as a Wildtrak. It's basically a sticker pack. And take nothing away from Ford. It's a really great idea. It's not like any other OEM hasn't tried to do something similar with a black edition or a limited edition or a something rider or whatever. But yeah, we'll give them that. I personally can't wait to get one on test just to see if there is any difference. You know, if the red piping around the grille will make it go any faster. I don't know.
Well, it looks cooler.
Yeah, it definitely does. I think a lot of people within the segments in South Africa do like the aesthetic, you know, bits of it. So I think it's going to do okay.
I will say this, though. Ford has done this very tastefully because, I mean, I have seen some wild tracks that it looks like somebody drove through the flea market and every accessory they could find stuck to it. So this is done very tastefully. It's accessorized, but not overly done and not poorly done either. So congratulations, Ford. I hope you guys sell plenty of these.
You are a Ford fanboy, Lawrence.
I'm listening to he loves Ford.
I said I wasn't a Ford fanboy, but give props where it's due.
Absolutely. I totally agree with that. You know, so thanks for that, Lawrence. Appreciate the update.